It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, the United States has opened its embassy in Havana, Cuba after more than 50 years. We'll speak with a Wisconsinite who has worked for decades to ease tensions between the two countries.
First, Governor Walker concluded his campaign announcement tour in Iowa yesterday after stops throughout the week in Nevada, South Carolina, Georgia, and New Hampshire.
He formally announced his White House bid last week on Monday after signing the state budget on Sunday. With that hurdle behind him, he's now expected to ramp up his campaign efforts headed into the Republican primary debates next month.
WPR State Capitol reporter Sean Johnson followed Walker to Iowa, and he joins us now for an update from the trail. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, are you noticing any changes, if any at all, in Governor Walker's message and delivery now that he's officially announced?
Changes. You know, I think the thing you notice about Governor Walker after you cover him, you know, a few stops in one day is the remarkable lack of changes from one speech to the next. You know, his supporters like to brag that he is on message. I can tell you at some point he's word for word on message. He knows his stump speech pretty well by now. And, you know, what you hear in one part of the state is going to be remarkably similar to what you hear somewhere else in Iowa.
And as someone who's been tracking this and other candidates, do you see that as a positive, someone who's very on message, but maybe to the letter, literally?
Well, I think it's what's gotten him to where he is today. You know, he's prided himself on that in his runs for governor. It's worked well for him. I mean, just to give you an example of what I'm talking about here, he tells this story about shopping at Kohl's. And, you know, it's ostensibly a way for him to talk about how to sort of frame his economic policy, his tax policy. He says it's similar to the way that Kohl's makes money through volume. He calls it the Kohl's curve. I think what it's really a way for him to do, though, is to tell people, look, I'm like you. I'm one of you. I shop at Kohl's. I use coupons. I'm a regular guy. And he tells his story everywhere. I mean, he has probably told it hundreds of times. He's told it so many times that Jimmy Fallon is now making fun of it on late night TV. He did this really well done compilation of Walker's speeches where he mentions the Kohl's speech. Walker knows that. He even references it on the trail. It does not keep him from telling that speech because he thinks it's effective. And really, the crowds that I saw listening to it loved it.
Right. Well, let's get to those crowds. What is the scene like at these campaign stops? What are you seeing?
They're not huge crowds. I mean, they're not like Bernie Sanders was in Madison a few weeks ago, and we had something like 10,000 people that saw him at that crowd. This is not that. These are small stops in Iowa towns. You know, the day that I followed him, he was in Western and in Central Iowa. You know, they might be at kind of a small location. They're usually pretty packed within that small room. You know, for example, at one of these, he was at a Hy-Vee grocery store in kind of a conference room just upstairs from the grocery store. Definitely not big enough for the number of people they had packed in there. It was really warm, and, you know, people were pretty much hanging on his every word. So that's kind of an atmosphere. A lot of people in a small space. The governor speaks for about 20 minutes. He gets done, and it seems like anybody who comes up to ask him to shake hands or take a picture or sign an autograph, he doesn't seem like he turns any of those down.
Well, he also highlighted his Midwestern roots in his comments to some of the people who came to see him. Here's a little bit of that.
When we lived in Plainfield, our town hall had a flag, an American flag, but it didn't have a state flag. And so I thought that was wrong, and so we went and we washed out a mayonnaise jar, and we put a little slit in the top of it, and we walked around town and gathered up enough coins to buy an Iowa state flag. And like only moms can do, our mom took a picture of David, my brother, and I. I'm the guy on your left, and he's the little guy on the right. And we held up that Iowa state flag there that we put on the city hall in Plainfield, Iowa. So kind of fun to think about that. And only my mom would keep a picture like that. She said, you got to take that and show that to people because they'll get a kick out of that. But not just that flag, but I think about, you know, those kind of roots, not just from my parents, my family, but thinking about that growing up till third grade in Plainfield and then growing up across the Mississippi in Delavan, Wisconsin, a small town, south central Wisconsin. And for me, a lot of it's just the kind of roots here in the Midwest. We're plain spoken. We just get things done. We don't make a lot of fuss.
And Sean, how is that Midwestern trope playing out so far and going over?
If you look at his Iowa poll numbers, people like it in Iowa. I mean, he's the clear front runner in Iowa as of right now. There's a new poll released today showing that he's number one. He's pretty much everybody's first choice. He also leads among who's your second choice. It seems to be going over pretty well. And just anecdotally, people that I talked to at the events where the governor spoke liked it. I mean, his message is, you could kind of boil it down to 2 points there. One, I guess three. One, I'm a regular guy. Two, I got stuff done in Wisconsin. And three, I'm from the Midwest. We need to win the Midwest if we're going to win the presidency. And I'm a Midwest governor. Governors do stuff. So that seems to work. Like I said, in the polls and then anecdotally, he plays very well in Iowa, although it should be noted, you have to win more than Iowa, and the last couple Republicans to win Iowa have not gone on to, major successes in their runs for president.
We're talking to WPR State Capitol reporter Sean Johnson about Governor Walker's presidential campaign announcement tour ended yesterday in Iowa. And Sean, some areas for the governor that have been more complicated. His stance on immigration is one. He's been in the press lately for remarks about same-sex marriage and whether or not it's something that someone is born with or not, to paraphrase that. How is he handling some of these more complex policy or beliefs that he has?
Yeah, the same-sex marriage, I mean, that does not come up in his stump speech. This is something that he was asked about. I mean, he's been asked about it pretty frequently recently, but most recently by CNN in an interview on his campaign RV. And they asked him if being gay was a choice. He said he didn't know if being gay was a choice. So that's something that critics really pounced on right away. Said that Congressman Mark Pocan, who is openly gay, says it's basically a view that's straight out of the 70s. As far as immigration goes, the governor's campaign stops are pretty open. I mean, nobody asks you for ID if you want to go cover them or if you just want to go watch them as a member of the public. Kind of anybody can go. And so yesterday in Iowa, there was a family, an undocumented worker, and his two kids showed up and asked the governor point blank, in their words, why he wants to, tear their family apart. Why is he supporting a lawsuit that would overturn President Obama's executive order that would let, many undocumented families who are here currently stay? And, initially the governor ducked off, and I think he was doing another interview. I wasn't there for that stop, but watching a video that was posted by Voces de la Frontera, and immigrants' rights groups, he did come back and talk to them for a few minutes. And this was something that actually conservatives kind of rallied around, said that he took the right stance. He came back and told them, we're a nation of laws. That's why I support this lawsuit. But that's an issue that's going to be tricky for him in the general election, given the stances he's taken here in the primary.
So does that sort of thing represent a shift to you? He got some criticism early on for maybe taking a pass on some tough questions and didn't answer press questions on some of his foreign tours. Is that changing? Is he answering pretty much everything that comes his way these days?
I don't know if he's answering. I mean, there are still issues where, for example, he was at this family leadership summit, which is a group, it's an event organized by a conservative Christian group, and he was asked questions from the audience, everything from why aren't we throwing activist judges in jail to, can we ban lobbyists? And I mean, the governor doesn't exactly come out and give a yes or no answer to can we make lobbyists illegal or throw judges in jail. He kind of steers it toward one of the talking points that's in his stump speech anyway. So I don't know if you're getting absolute 100% direct answers from the governor on this stuff, but he is answering more when it comes to these issues. I think one thing for me, having covered him in state races, now seeing him run a race for president, and he never talked about foreign policy before, and now he talks about it quite a bit, and it's really, I mean, it's really an aggressive foreign policy, at least in the tone of his remarks. He sounds like someone who would be a president who would not mind getting involved in, you know, foreign conflicts and in wars. He says that that tough talk is there to promote peace, although there are, you know, certainly, you know, even members of the service who worry that that would lead us into more wars.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.
That was WPR State Capitol reporter Sean Johnson talking about Governor Walker's presidential campaign announcement tour, which ended yesterday in Iowa.